This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Let's make him do more things, like he's our drunk puppet.
My colon is a 10 out of 10. Thank you for checking on it.
Does that give you, like, some tingly feelings on the inside?
2 inches from her lips.
I got rejected from my Illinois state tax returns.
Fun fact, I don't know if you knew this, but there are other podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, at least you're not wiping your ass with bleach wipes anymore.
Spankies. Spankies. I like that.
I accidentally drove through the hood today. Welcome.
Did you though? Like,
yes.
What part? Where
yes.
were you going
this
from?
Is how I, this is how I know it's the hood, because you know how I'm a big pansy and I'm scared of literally my own shadow?
Yes.
I had to drive to Classic Cinemas. Hey, shout out. In Oak Park for my endorsement today. And I drove from my house in Humble Park all the way there. And I just followed the map. I just threw my GPS on and just followed the way and didn't even think about it. Didn't even like pre-look at where the line was going. And all of a sudden, I'm taking Division straight through Oak Park.
Oh, girl.
I look on the side of the road. I see somebody laying there with two people holding their head up. Pretty sure they just got shot. There's people running in front of my car as I'm driving. People are screaming. People are just, for some reason, running in a panic down the sidewalks. I felt like I was in The Hills Have Eyes.
I also feel like you're kind of blowing something out of the proportion.
No. So I texted Babs, my roommate, who, by the way, is what I would like to call a bad bitch. She is a criminal defense attorney. She used to defend gang members. Now she does juvenile. So she seems some shit and she's never scared of anything. Like, if I'm ever scared of anything, she's like, no. So I texted her. I accidentally went through the hood today and I saw some shit. I took Division from our house to Oak Park. And in all caps, she goes, oh my God, no. Yeah, there's a stretch through that. That is fucking rough. I took it at 2 a.m. once after driving a friend home as the DD. I honestly thought I was going to die. And I did like 75 miles per hour the entire time.
Well, you're a survivor. Congratulations.
I ain't going to give up. I ain't gonna stop. No, I'm gonna work harder, but I'm not gonna work harder through there. I'm gonna work harder safely on the freeway to see my weekly movie Tuesday, as I'm being paid to speak about.
So you basically drove through the heart of West Side Chicago, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I didn't even look on a map. Yeah, what neighborhood I was in. Do you know?
Probably Austin.
I saw signs that said Austin.
Yeah. Oof. Friend Julia just driving through the hood in her beat up Ford Focus or whatever it is you drive this week.
Escape.
Same thing.
Don't say this week, like I get a new car.
You need
week.
A new car because that thing's beat to hell. Anyway, welcome to this podcast. Julia survived her day in the hood. And now we do have some new stuff coming very soon. I think probably next week.
Yes, next week. Tell all your friends who like knowing about what happens through the day, daily pop culture stuff, and maybe you come home at night and you cook or you throw your headphones in and you clean. I don't know. That's just what I do when I get home. And you want to catch up on everything. We're going to get you caught up on what you missed throughout the day while you were working wearing your khakis.
Short form content.
It's basically what we like to call gossip on the go.
Ooh. Wow. Oh my Jesus. Do we use that in any of the voiceover stuff?
We'll
for
give
this?
Them a few more.
Okay. Yeah, we have a new voiceover artist for this. It's going to be called Your Evening Spank.
Yep.
A Spanky's Corner podcast original. And hopefully next week we're putting together some final stuff, and it's going to be like 10 or 15 minutes every day. It's just nonsense that we normally talk about in studio that we're just going to hit the on button with the microphone. So, you know, if you do us a solid, just rate and review this nonsense and then subscribe and all that stuff, so you get the other nonsense.
I mean, think of it as a service, really.
It's right. It's a free service. Now keep something else in mind though. The actual Spanky's Corner, a podcast stuff, is not going to change one bit.
No.
And, so it's still going to be weekly stuff.
Would you rather have to read your news and waste some time, or double whammy it and do it while you cook, clean, workout, or whatever?
Is it going to be news, or is it just going to be?
No, it's just going to be like, it's just going to be like things that happen throughout the day. Funny news, like we usually talk about, or like what's up in pop culture. Gossip on the go.
Like if it was happening today, like that Duffy story. Did you read that Duffy story?
I didn't read it, but I saw the headline. Ooh. And I was like, well, that does make sense because you literally disappeared.
You want to hear the story? Because I don't think you read the story.
Yeah, because I don't know. So you can tell me about it because I just saw the headline.
Oh, it's pretty sad, actually. She was like held captive, kidnapped, raped, and like held hostage for a period of time.
What?
Yeah.
Well, like after she became famous?
Yeah. And that's why she went away. Now she's back. She's emotionally getting back to, I don't know how you emotionally come back.
How the hell did that, how did nobody know? How did that not make any headlines?
Yeah, no. She was contacted by a reporter and she felt comfortable with the reporter and she told her story. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, how did that not make news where she was from? She's from like the UK, right?
Yeah. It's hard telling. I don't know. She did a bunch of stuff when I worked in Seattle. She was great.
I loved her song.
Boy, really stuck with you, didn't it? Yeah, I loved her song.
No, what was it called? I can hear it in my head. I love you, and I got stay true.
It was very, it sounded, and everybody, remember, everybody compared knees, it to Amy Winehouse.
I beg you, please.
Mercy.
Mercy.
Yeah.
I loved that song. They did a great dance to it on So You Think You
Should
Can Dance.
Should I give you the actual quick rundown of the actual story?
Mm-hmm.
Many of you wondered what happened to me. Oh, come on. Ads. Many of you, this is her quote on her Instagram. She's now 35. The song came out in 2008. Many of you wonder what happened to me, where did I disappear to, and why. The truth is, and please trust me, I'm okay and safe now. I was raped, drugged, and held captive for over some days. She spent the last decade literally trying to emotionally recover.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Well, she was also probably scared to put herself out there again because...
It's hard.
Yeah.
So I guess to bring this back full circle, when the Evening Spank starts next week, that's the
you'll kind get of, a little nugget like that.
Kind of fun content you can expect every day.
That was like your AOL trial disc right there.
Wow.
You know what artist has gone MIA?
Psy.
MIA.
Oh, come on. Stop it. Stop it, Mom.
And you know who literally became somebody that we used to know?
Shut up. Don't you do it. Don't say Gautier.
Gautier.
Don't you dare. You said Gautier.
Do you think that was his plan all along? Do you think he never wanted a follow-up hit because what a shebang that was?
Do you remember who was on that song with him? Kimbra.
Kimbra.
Yeah. And they tried talking about how she was going to be the next big thing. And then they released one song from her and that swung and missed too.
She actually had a few. I remember listening into her stuff after. She reminded me of like Ellie Goulding.
Remember that video? That whole thing, that whole somebody you used to know was so big at the time. And then Gautier was playing like some decent sized venues and he just wasn't very nice.
Oh, really?
I shouldn't say that. He wasn't very... I don't want to say not very friendly. He wasn't mean. He just wasn't like over the top, like engaging or friendly or really even cared.
Would you call him withdrawn?
I would say withdrawn is a good word.
Oof. Maybe he was going through some shit.
Maybe. I don't know.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast! Okay, so I found this little list and I always think stuff like this is super interesting. So I figured I would share with the class. These are celebrities that you didn't know were related. Which it's like, what a family, you know?
Mm.
Like, for instance, did you know Keith Morrison from Dateline is Matthew Perry's stepfather?
Wait, Matthew Perry from Friends?
Yeah. So
Matthew Perry's mom is married to Keith Morrison?
Yeah, and I don't know who Keith is, but I know.
You don't know who Keith Morrison is?
Is he the host of Dateline?
He's the older, there's like five people that do Dateline.
Do I look like someone who watches Dateline?
Yes, absolutely yes. The answer is, I can unequivocally say, yes, you look like someone that watches Dateline.
I don't know how to take that.
You always talk about being a homebody and sitting at home and doing all the stuff with your juices and reading books and novels, and you sit with your blanket and your cat. Yes.
Oh, that does actually sound right up my alley.
Now, that being said, too, I watched a Dateline last night featuring Keith Morrison about that woman in Hawaii. Have you read the story that she just got arrested over the weekend?
Oh, yeah. That story is insane. Insane.
Where, like, her...
Oh, what? Like, that's going to be a movie, because that's, like, one where it's just, like, you think one twist happens and then it's, like, another and another and
another. Doesn't need to be a movie because Keith Morrison already did a Dateline on it.
I don't know. It's for sure going to be a movie. And, like, you know what the craziest thing about it is? And I don't know if this is like superficial of me to say, but I feel like when people do that kind of stuff, you can like see the crazy in their eye. This woman was like really pretty and didn't look like
kind of hot.
Yes. She's like, definitely like one of those hot criminals.
She, if you don't know the story, she was,
can you even tell the story? Cause it's so much.
The basic rundown is her ex-husband and her brother are dead.
They don't know how.
Her now new husband, who she remarried 14 days after his wife all of a sudden showed up dead. So there's three people connected to him that are all dead. They got involved in some crazy cult thing that he started. They moved to Hawaii and now her children are missing,
but everyone knows they're dead.
Yeah. And so she finally got arrested over the weekend, but Keith Morrison did a thing on it 2 weeks ago.
And another thing too is that like, she reported them missing, but then some people said too in the story that she told them that they died years ago.
Right. Yeah. I was on there too.
It's great. You got to look the story up. Just type in Hawaii.
Oh, no.
And I'm sure it'll
watch
be
Keith
one of the
Morrison
things.
On Dateline. Watch Keith. Watch Matthew Perry's
stepfather.
How do
I look that up? Do you think it'll be on the Hulu?
Yeah, it'll be on one of those. Okay. Keith Morrison is the guy that Bill Hader used to imitate on SNL.
Oh, I love Bill.
Yeah. Hello.
All right.
You're talking about murder.
So I like this one. This is a weird one. And you said you actually heard about it. Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance and Joe Rogan are distant cousins.
Yeah. Joe Rogan mentioned that in his podcast. Fun fact. I don't know if you knew this, but there are other podcasts.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you've heard of Joe Rogan. See, like he's number one in the podcast apps.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're neck and neck with
him. He's big time. We're behind Joe Rogan
yeah,
as far as
definitely.
Downloads and streams.
Yeah, for sure.
In case we needed to clarify. But yeah, that's
it. Sponsors.
My Chemical Romance is back. Does that bring you back some like, does that give you like some tingly feelings on the inside? Because you're a former punk
does.
Rock girl.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Melissa, I don't know who this is, but this somebody who's listening might. Melissa Gorga from The Real Housewives of New Jersey and Karate Kid superstar Ralph Macchio are cousins. I know who Ralph Macchio is. Oh, this is fun. I read this and I thought it said Ellen Dakota Fanning. And I was like, well, no shit. But it said Ellen Dakota Fanning are related to Kate Middleton.
Really?
Yeah, I guess so.
How?
Just as related. They didn't really get the, I don't know why this list didn't really give more to the. They're probably just like distant cousins.
Huh. Who knew?
Okay, you'll like this one. Al Roker and Lenny Kravitz are distant cousins.
Seriously?
You probably never thought about it, but it makes sense. Remember, Lenny's mom was Roxy Roker from the Jeffersons.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
This is another weird one. Halle Berry and Sarah Palin are distant cousins.
Shut up.
What?
That's all. No, what?
Can you imagine them like going shopping together? No.
Speaking of people that were imitated on SNL, Tina Fey did Sarah Palin forever. Remember that?
Yes. Yes. She did an excellent job.
Tina Fey, who, by the way, I thought was dead today.
Oh.
Did you not
she
see
was
that?
Trending because she was trending. Yeah. I didn't see her trending, but
hey, Sonic.
I saw the story about it afterwards. Hi.
Sonic just came walking in. We're talking about famous people that were that are related that we didn't know were related. Did you know that Keith Morrison is the stepfather of Matthew Perry?
I don't even know who they are.
Oh, my God.
Wait, oh, Matthew Perry's on Friends.
Yeah.
And Keith Morrison's on Dateline.
Yeah, he's a Dateline guy.
Interesting.
Yeah. You just walked in at the right time.
Cool story.
Well, since Sonic doesn't like it, what else is going on in your life?
Yeah, that's literally the only reason people listen to our podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
I got rejected from my Illinois state tax returns.
Why?
I don't know. I got an email today that says they didn't accept. You know how they send you an email when they accept your federal?
Happen they, anyone.
They send you an email to accept your state and it's on its way in 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
They sent me one that said, nah, we rejected it. And it was for my ID because I just got a new Illinois state ID, the real ID.
Yeah. I remember you going through that.
Correct. And they rejected it. So I have to figure out what's going on. But so if I'm in the penitentiary, it's because I lied on my taxes.
Did you tell the truth on your taxes?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, I donated that charity.
Okay, so did you try and write off anything egregious?
No. I mean, the worst part is my state taxes, the return was $100-something. So it wasn't crazy.
So they're busting your stones over $100.
Good. Yeah. I'm just like, all right, you know what? Don't send it to me or whatever.
Well, to be fair, the state of Illinois is fucking broke. So they need every dollar that they can get.
You know what makes me sweat is that I kept all my stuff in Michigan. Like, I have my Michigan ID. My insurance is through my parents' house, all that. Should I
what
say this?
Do you think insurance anyone's have to do with Illinois state tax?
Do you think that anyone's going to bust me on this?
For what?
Because so
they don't care you're paying Illinois taxes.
No, because like I have my car, like I still live in Michigan.
Yeah, you're fine. This has nothing to do with that. This is state income tax. It has nothing to do with
there's bigger fish to fry. Yeah, like me.
Sonic the criminal over here. You're going to go to one of them white collar criminal penitentiaries.
You think Jussie Smollett will be in there?
Probably not. He doesn't go to jail anymore.
I know.
Yeah. Man. Honestly, bro, if that's the worst thing that happened to you this week, I would say things are going up. They're looking up for you.
Yeah, I mean, at least you're not wiping your ass with bleach wipes anymore.
That's true.
It's bigger moves in 2020.
How do you know?
I guess I don't.
Are you still doing it? Oh, you moved on.
Now I'm like triple checking. People probably think I'm crazy. Like, why is this guy reading the ingredients on baby wipes?
If you're new to this whole thing, there was a revelation over the summer where Sonic thought he grabbed baby wipes and didn't realize for like months his poor little dry butthole was that the result of Clorox bleach wipes because he grabbed the wrong thing.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about this because we got drunk that night, but we went over his house on New Year's Eve and he offered them to either Josh or my friend Justin. He didn't know again and he started wiping his ass with makeup removal wipes.
You did?
I'm a repeat offender. I don't remember that.
Remember that? Like, we were all freaking out because you offered it to them and they were like, dude, no. And they were makeup remover.
Totally believable. I just don't remember.
I think you probably don't remember because you ended up throwing them away because you were like, oh, fuck.
What are the ramifications of wiping your butt with a makeup removal wipe?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think it would be.
I don't think they're powerful enough.
I don't think. Okay, you need a power washer. I don't think it would necessarily be bad, but sometimes they have like certain things in there to help like your facial skin and your butthole skin is a lot like...
It'll tighten it up, man.
Sonic's sanitary sphincter.
I mean, I guess if anything, it'll just moisturize all the dryness he's created with the bleach.
That's the thing, that's the procedure. Bleach wipes, then makeup wipes. Dry it out. Moisturize it. Rejuvenate your butthole.
Oh, that might be the name of this podcast.
Really? That's where we're going with now?
No, because last one was Hooters.
Yo, the last few have been bad. There one before that was called Erect Brooms.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, wow.
I
gotta go.
All right, bye. We need some more sophisticated titles for these podcasts, Julia. We'll call this one the boring episode.
No, because no one will listen. We'll call it Bow Ties and Caviar.
Why?
Because it's elegant.
You just made up the title. Has nothing to do with anything that we're talking about
in
here.
Yeah, it's fine. It's like a Fall Out Boy song.
Was there any more famous things in there?
I knew this one, but that might be because of what we do. But L. King, the singer who sang X's and O's,
yes.
Her dad's Rob Schneider.
Yes, I did know that one.
Which I think a lot of people don't know, which is, I don't know. I thought that was really interesting because those are two different life paths for sure. And L. King's actually really good. Mm-hmm. Dennis Leary and Conan O'Brien are third cousins.
Really?
Yeah.
They're both from Boston. Makes sense.
And last but not least, Tom Hanks and Mr. Rogers are related. But that came out during the hype for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the movie, it says. So people kind of know that. But I didn't know that.
Oh, look at that. I feel like we've all learned something here today.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
You ready for an official study? I know how much you hate studies. You're not a study person.
What does that say about me?
Well, no, I mean, you don't like...
I do poo-poo studies a lot.
You do, you're a study poo-pooer.
I kind of am, yeah.
But this is from the Netherlands, and there's nothing but smart, intelligent people at Maastricht University in Holland. And they did the study for over two decades with 5,500 people. So, that being the basis of this study.
So, it's a study.
It is a study that's been going on for two decades. It's not some nerds in a lab coat that did this over the course of a week. This is a full study for two decades with 5,500 dudes. They're probably also nerds in lab coats, but they did it over a long period of time. And I should also state that this is a study that is very good for me and my longevity in life. Men
who drink half a pint of beer a day nearly double their chance of hitting 90.
How?
Well, I didn't read the study. I'm just reading the headline. I have no idea. I'm just going to go drink half a pint of beer every single day.
I want a deep dive on how that comes into play.
Those on half a pint of beer a day are 81% more likely to reach the 10th decade, according to this. Women who drink smaller amounts increase by a third their chance of reaching that landmark. Same thing with people that drink a little bit of whiskey or two pints daily, double the recommended maximum, are two-thirds more likely to live to that ripe age when compared to the abstainers, you know, people that don't drink. One theory is moderate drinking is good for heart health, but too much booze can be toxic, explaining why bingers do badly. However, the researchers claim their results do not mean that if you're not drinking, you should hit the bottle. Okay. They said the results should not be used as a motivation to start drinking. It kind of sounds like it does.
Take your vitamins.
Wash down your vitamins with
Keystone.
Specialty line can, choicest hops, finest selected grains.
Right.
Malted barley.
I am not a beer drinker. And I don't dislike the taste of beer. I just don't like how full it makes me.
I've never seen you with a beer, I don't think ever.
Mm-mm. I do liquor or wine.
Wow. But you like beer.
Yes, I do. I enjoy the taste of it. I like the hoppiness of it. My stomach feels really full really easily, and I don't enjoy that feeling.
The lead researcher, his name was Dr. Piet Vandenbrandt.
Piet?
There's not more Dr. of a Piet. Dutch name than Piet Vandenbrandt. Are you going to try and drink more now?
I've been doing like a little cleanse lately, so.
Oh, how's that going? How's your colon?
My colon is a 10 out of 10. Thank you for checking on it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I did get hit with the flux really bad last night.
A little acid
so
reflux?
So bad. Yeah, I had to bring in the Prilo, had to take some Tums.
What do you do for the cleanse though? Like, what are you eating? What are you avoiding?
So basically, you wake up, you take this thing called Digestive Plus, which is does not like make you immediately poop. Like it's not like anything to do that. It's just like you just drink like different things. So you take that and then I make one smoothie, which is like a vegan protein powder and you can add whatever you want in it. So today I put in half an avocado. I put in cinnamon. I put in spinach, ice. And then I put in like a multivitamin powder, just like healthy shit. And then I have another one for lunch and it's super filling. Like I'm full and I've had two of these today. And then for dinner, I'm just doing like chicken, brown rice and a vegetable or chicken, a sweet potato and a vegetable. No, it's good. It's good. I make chicken and I make those three things really easily. And I think the good thing about it for me is it's helping me simplify my eating a lot better because I'm a busy person. So I just.
How long have you been doing this cleanse?
A week.
Yeah. And yeah. How do you feel besides acid reflux?
I feel good in the way that I'm prioritizing eating.
Does your colon feel more powerful?
I've been whispering empowering phrases to it.
Good, good.
Like, you can do it
now,
and believe in your dreams.
Here's a scientific counter thought to your theory. Do you think that maybe doing this cleanse is actually technically weakening all of your insides because you're not throwing anything at it that's even challenging it? So all your insides are going to turn a liquid shit sometime soon because you're just throwing a bunch of healthy stuff down there and there's really nothing challenging it. So when you go back to something that would challenge your otherwise weak colon, it would shut down.
You're asking if it'll shut down my colon?
It might. Like, let's say you come out of it and then just become shocked that you went back to normal foods and eating like an actual human.
I wasn't necessarily eating horribly before, but I would just like go all day without eating and then like eat a lot of healthy shit at night and then I wouldn't feel good because I just like wasn't eating a good amount of times a day. I always eat healthy, so that's fine. I haven't been drinking for a bit. But I have two very alcohol-based trips coming up. I'm just trying to lose 10 pounds is all. I'm going to be back drinking.
All right. Well, just keep in mind what I told you. Just don't weaken your colon.
I'm never going to. I whisper things to it every night. Right.
I know.
But last night I read the Declaration of Independence to it. It's fine.
Yeah. How does that start?
This is the Declaration of Independence.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast! So a guy got arrested for going to table at IHOP at 3 a.m. offering to show people his junk.
Yeah.
And I think my favorite thing about this guy is not only does it look like he scrunch curls his hair. Remember when girls used to scrunch their hairs back in the early 2000s? Yeah. but he has a tiny little music note tattooed between his eyebrows. So
he's a performer. Like, he's a music fan.
Like, I'm hard, but I'm sweet.
Yeah, if you were to guess what kind of music this, are you able to see his mugshot? Obviously.
Bach.
He's not listening yet. It looks like a big Beethoven fan. All right, so why was he just walking around? What did it state the motive behind his junk showing at the IHOP?
Oh, he was messed up. So a guy in Clearwater was arrested last weekend for disorderly conduct after he went table to table at an IHOP at 3 a.m. offering to show people his junk. So he was super duper drunk. And then, so they took him to jail. And then 2 hours after he got out of jail, he was arrested again. For stealing 2 donuts and trying to bribe the cops because, quote, all cops love donuts. I love this guy. Like, the junk thing, not great, but, like, the end of this, it's Sonic. This is Sonic.
Yeah, that's what you were trying to do to Sonic the other night. Last Friday night, or Thursday or Friday, Thursday night, Julia had the night off. She worked early in the day that day, so we decided to go out. So we went up to Hopsmith up north, and our friend Ange also does some time there. She works and does
stop saying does some time.
Well, she does some time. She works there.
It makes it seem like they block her up there.
Sonic and Julie and I went up there to the north side, and Sonic got very, very drunk. We were drinking a lot of Malort that evening.
Well, and the thing is like sometimes I like don't notice Sonic's drunk just because he's always eccentric. Until he has like no reaction to anything and just gets up and goes.
He got up and went, and he went up to some girl at the bar who, by the way, is a long way away. It's not like it was just walk to the person next to you. He walked across the entire bar.
So I told him to do this.
Yes. To this very pretty blonde lady at the bar and said, "Do you know who my father is?" And she responded, "No."
You missed the best part of this. So he went up to this girl, and as she's putting a sandwich in her mouth,
oh yes, sorry.
He stops her and he goes, "Hey, can you wait a minute?" And so she's holding it like in 2 inches from her lips, and he's like, "Do you know who my father is?" To which she scarily like shakes her head no.
And then Sana goes, "Neither do I," and walks away.
Like shaking his head, like talking to himself.
Because why not? But then after that, you're like, let's make him do more things. Like he's our drunk puppet that you're just going to send around the bar.
Yeah.
If that would have kept going, before you know it, he would have been in an IHOP at 3 o'clock in the morning showing his junk to people.
No, I would not have condoned showing his junk.
Oh.
I would have had him offer some donuts to some policemen, though.
That would have been kind of funny.
Fellas, a tasty treat.
He would have been arrested for that immediately.
He just like looks like someone you want to arrest.
Yeah, kind of does. He really kind of does. But poor Sonic, man. Where is that story at, by the way?
Clearwater, Florida.
Of course it was Florida.
Yeah, definitely.
Shocking.
Well,
I don't even know why I asked that question.
No, but the thing is IHOP is a 24-hour establishment. I feel like this is the kind of drunk tomfoolery that goes on. Like we have Coney Island back home. You should see some of the shit that happens in Coney Island. One of our friends years ago, it was her birthday, and it was across the street from Luna, where I used to host. I wasn't hosting there at the time, but we went there because they had $2 drinks on Sundays. Anything you want.
Wait, say what? You worked at a bar that had $2 drinks on Sundays?
When I hosted there, they did $2 drinks till 11, and then drink specials every hour. People loved Luna.
How's that legal?
I don't know. It's our friend's birthday. This was like years ago. This was like my early 20s. And we're getting her super drunk. Like we're getting her shots because like all of us probably worked part time at the time. So we're like, oh my God, we can like show our friend a good birthday because drinks are on sale. So we're buying her like
drinks are on sale.
So like I remember, like I don't even know. I don't even like this shot. I remember going up and being like, happy birthday. Here's a Rumpelmann's. Like just... And we're not doing it thinking she's going to get super fucked up. We're doing it thinking we're really good friends. She hits a wall and she gets really drunk. And we're like, oh, crap. So we're like getting her all this water. And she can barely stand. So we're like, all right, let's take her across the street to Coney and sit her down and get her some food. And she gets up and she goes, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And we're walking there. She's probably going to puke. So she doesn't make it to the toilet. So she starts puking in the sink while she's wearing a really pretty dress that she's pooping out of onto the floor.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Guess
who had to give her a bath?
Are you raising your hand?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's like 5'10". I'm 5 foot. That was very hard to hold up.
How did you get her home?
We had our friend's mom come, lay down a trash bag in the back seat. I held her up. We got her home. We washed her. Put her to bed. She never brought it up ever again, and we neither did we.
Well, never brought up again until there's this podcast that many people who don't
she
know.
She doesn't. I know for a fact she doesn't.
What's her first name in Facebook?
No. We're not doing that.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
One more study for the study poo-pooer.
Okay.
All right. So this one, though, actually comes from your home area.
Roseville, Michigan?
Oakland University. Right outside of Detroit.
My little brother goes to school there.
See? There you go. I've actually been there.
Why?
My wife, Randy, used to play soccer against them. She played D1 soccer, and Oakland University was in her conference.
Oh, they have some decent sports teams, aren't
they? Yeah. They got their ass beat by my wife's team that day.
Okay.
So these are the main reasons for disagreements in a romantic relationship. So basically, they did a study with a bunch of couples, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's 83 possibilities. And there's 107 couples, and this is what they came up with. There's 30. They've got the top 30 listed. I'll give you top 7. What do you want?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, number 7. Talking to an ex-girlfriend or an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, that would cause a riff.
That's only number 7.
Okay.
Number 6, jealousy.
Just, that's all it says?
That's all it says. I think you could probably morph that into number 7. Number 5, feelings. I don't know what that means. It doesn't expand on that. Number 4, not being appreciated.
I could see that.
Number 3, one not paying enough attention to the other, which you could probably roll into number 4.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard a guy complain about that.
Not paying enough attention?
Or not getting enough attention paid.
It's usually the way around, paying too much attention. Like, leave me alone. I just want to watch TV. I want to watch a football game and just go away.
Or girls don't like how much attention they pay to us either.
But in a romantic relationship, like when you're actually together, I mean, you want Josh to spend a lot of, you want him to pay attention to you.
Always.
Especially like if you're at the dinner and you're on your phone and you're just doing your normal content because you're a fucking content, person, just whipping out all that content all the time. Does she ever get frustrated with you?
What? Huh? No, we're pretty good.
She's not even paying attention to me.
No, we don't know. I was just thinking about it. No, we're pretty good about it. Our time together, like we try to be good because we don't get to see each other all the time.
Number 2 is lack of communication.
Me and Josh talk all day, every day. So that's never a problem with us. But I would say, you know how there's the love languages?
What do you mean? I don't.
There's this thing that people have their love languages. So like, just like what you would show as like your sign of affection. So like if you are like a gift giver, that's how you show people you care about them. If you like are really affectionate, that's how you show people you care about them. If you're like really like protective, whatever. Mine's just communicating. Like I just like to talk all day long.
Is that mostly because he lives in St. Louis and you live in Chicago? If he lived closer, do you think that would be the same?
We would definitely talk all day. Well, we're not talking like right now. Like I haven't talked to him in like probably like an hour and a half.
That's because
like,
he takes a nap every single day.
It's true. Well, he's going to the Blues game tonight.
It's actually the Blackhawks game because that's who they're playing.
But I like to know, what's up and stuff like that. So
Did I just go two sports on you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
But I like to know like what you're up to. You know what I mean? Like he just texts me. He's like, hey, I'm going to the Blues game with Hayes tonight.
Blackhawks game.
Stop.
Number 1 is not showing enough love or affection.
That's the number 1.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see that. That would suck if that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
I remember that used to irritate me about my last ex.
But not PDA, just love and affection in general.
Right.
So here's some crazy shit that's nowhere near the top of this that I can't even imagine. Like, I'm wondering who these people are that they're talking to because none of those things bother me. Not one of them. When my wife's gone, I don't like talking on the phone. It's awful. One thing that is outside of the top 7, frequency of sex.
What?
That didn't pop up. Money didn't pop up. There's nothing about money.
Oh, that's not in there.
That's not in there. Well, it's way further down. Number 30 is one who uses all the other's money. There's a couple other money things, but none are in the top 7.
I thought those would be like top 10.
You right? That's what I'm saying. Sharing responsibilities. Children is number 28.
So what is between there? Like, give me number 15.
Number 15 is sharing responsibilities, which I just gave. 14 is not showing up when supposed to. So in a way,
that's just a terrible thing to do as a human in general. Like if someone's expecting you to be there and you said you'd be there and you don't show up, like that sucks. Like, hey, meet me at this wedding. Cool, I'll be there.
Kind of vague. Oh, in-laws is number 20. In-laws.
That's a thing.
Yes. Look, you never.
But like, you know what? You know what skewed this? Is if they're serving people who go to a university, No one's going to have in-laws yet.
No, no, no. It's not people that are at a university. It's
they did the study with all kinds of people.
So the smart people at the university did the study with people that are in serious relationships.
Okay.
You like your in-laws?
Josh's mom? Yeah, she's a sweet lady.
Yeah.
Him and I are just both very easygoing people, so I couldn't even...
That is true. What do you guys ever fight about? Like, what was the last time you had a fight?
Probably just something stupid when we were drunk. Knock on wood, we don't.
Like, at all.
And we talk all day long, you know what I mean? And, like, we're from a distance. That's why we work.
Because you're far apart?
No, no, no. No, because, like, we communicate this much and shit doesn't hit the fan.
Julia's relationship tips. If you want it to work, never see each other.
Live far away.
Far away.
Get out of there.
I feel like we've accomplished a lot this episode. We talked about your colon. Talked about Sonic going to jail.
Sonic's colon.
We've talked a lot about your friend's colon at the Coney Island.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
A lot of colon talk today.
Colon Island.
Colon Island. Stop it. We got to end it on that.
Be a good human being and subscribe. Rate, review the mess you just heard. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.